A number of New York State Senate races, especially in the Hudson Valley, hang in the balance, awaiting absentee ballot counting to see if Democrats gain ground. Two congressional races that are closer than expected expose a rift in the Democratic Party and the strength of Republicans, regardless of President Trump's actions. So says Dr. Dan McCarthy, an adjunct professor at Manhattanville College in Westchester County who specializes in American government. Progressive Democrats Jamal Bowman and Mondaire Jones have declared victory in New York's 16th and 17th House districts, respectively. Bowman defeated longtime Congressman Elliot Engel in a June primary, and Jones defeated a slate of candidates after Congresswoman Nita Lowey said she would not seek re-election to a 17th term. Races were much closer further north, where incumbent Democratic Congressman Antonio Delgado of the 19th District and Sean Patrick Maloney of the 18th District have declared victory, expressing confidence that absentee ballots will weigh heavily in their favor. Their Republican challengers, Kyle Vandewater and Shell Farley, respectively, will not concede, saying they'll wait until all votes are counted. Manhattanville College's McCarthy says the victory declarations could very well be warranted.
The Democrats have been doing pretty well with the absentee ballots, especially in the Northeast. So Maloney and Delgado probably have a good argument that they're going to do better when the absentees come in. So they can feel fairly comfortable. Of course, you never know, but I think they probably are going to win.
Yes, and they make that argument as well. They know, you know, the number of absentee ballots out and how many of those are Democratic constituents. And that's where they arrive at that declaration of victory. But, you know, when you look at the poll numbers from early voting and election day, you know, the races were a lot closer than projected throughout the year.
Oh, yes. And much closer.
Yeah. So what do you make of that?
Well, it's something that pollsters are going to have to explain again this time, that Democrats felt that they were looking at a blue wave, that they were going to pick up seats, maybe 15 to 20 seats in the House nationwide, and they're going to lose seats in the House, including some here in New York. Staten Island, for instance, is going Republican. So the party is doing much better than their man at the top. I think if they had had a more popular presidential candidate, this would be a big year for the Republicans.
Let's look at 16 and congressional districts 16 and 17. Very different situations, but much more Democratic. And obvious, you know, after the primary with Congressman Elliot Engel and Jamal Bowman emerging the winner, that's a progressive candidate. The Justice Democrats sought him out. Then you had the primary win with Mondaire Jones. So you've got two progressives, and then you have two Democrats to the north, you know, kind of clinging on a little more than they'd anticipated.
Right. If you look from Westchester southward into the city, the very progressive Democrats, even socialists, are doing quite well. And, of course, they've been pushing the party leftward, and that's damaged them outside of this area. So I think that especially if Bowman had been challenged more energetically, I think he might have been in danger as well. They kind of coasted to wins without really being tested by well-financed Republicans. If the Republicans pour more money into those races, they could do some damage there. But overall, it's a split in the Democratic Party that Cuomo and the more moderate Democrats have been on the defensive, and they're going to be pushed to adopt more liberal policies. I think more than anything else, by far, bail reform backfired on the Democrats, and in the northern and Long Island suburbs, they're really hurt by that, and Republicans kept hammering away at that issue, and it worked for them very well.
Some of the closest state Senate races in the Hudson Valley are in districts with first-term Democrats in seats previously in Republican hands for a long time. One is District 40, an historically Republican district where first-term Democratic Senator Pete Harcum lags Republican Rob Astorino by about 6 percentage points. Astorino is a former Westchester County executive who ran for governor in 2014.
I think the Astorino-Harcum race is interesting because they're two pretty well-known people. Generally, at that level, people don't know who the candidates are, so they go more by party label. But Astorino and Harcum have been around a long time and have made a lot of friends and a lot of enemies. And Harcum is certainly in danger, as you say. One of the interesting things there is Astorino was the county exec in Westchester, and he's losing Westchester, but winning in the parts of the district that are in Putnam and Dutchess. So where you'd think he'd be strongest, he's weakest. But where he's strong, he's very strong. So we'll have to see. There's a lot of absentee ballots in that one, so it's much too close to call right now. As I said earlier, I think bail reform did terrible damage to the Democrats because it was followed by a rising crime. Now, that may not have been caused by bail reform, but certainly a big coincidence. And if you have a lot more murders and riots after a change in criminal law that way, it's going to hurt you.
Republicans placed great emphasis on what they say is dangerous bail reform, meaning the elimination of most forms of cash bail for nonviolent offenders. The law was part of criminal justice reforms enacted last year. Dan McCarthy specializes in American government as an adjunct professor at Manhattanville College in Purchase, New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.